You're listening to The Mainstream, and a quick half a day going out to my friends dialing the KPRG 89.3 FM on Guam. And by extension, I do believe the island nation of Palau. So it's great to have you here. I look forward to getting some Core 9 on the band here, and I did eat some corned beef with the tomato sauce and corn mixed in with the rice not too long ago, which is something that I actually had when spending some time in Salt Lake City, and I had a Samoan friend out there who turned me onto that, and well, it was pretty good to revisit the taste of my youth. So half a day once again, and keep it tuned in. Anyway, if you do have to step away from listening on the AM/FM frequencies, do keep in mind that you're always welcome to get caught back up at mainstreamradio.net. I do have a tremendous love for the magic of AM/FM radio, though, so if you can, catch me here. Before this hour is up, Leonard Sumner, and we'll also be hearing from PJ Vegas, Joy Harjo, and Tammy Ray in this block. The first song of the set comes to us from a band who has roots going back into, I do believe, technically the 80s, but they really became a household name in the 1990s with their single Runaround. Blues Traveler is still going strong. In fact, they even extended their 2026 tour, so stick around for more details on that. From the Traveler Soul, you're invited to enjoy Fool for You today on The Mainstream.
Never liked nobody that's been mean to me. I got a heart full of stone, and I hate the misery. Then you came along into my life, destroying me more, mounting up the toil and strife. But I'm a fool. See, 'cause I'm a fool for you. It's a doggone shame knowing you don't love me. You don't want to use me so continuously. I don't know why I love you like I do.
That star up in the sky, you're my light in the dark. You're that glisten in the water, you're the light. Katoa senwa, Thank you.
Oh my God. I mean, it's a band of, like, you know, humble perfectionists.
Raven the Ditchnikas and Nina Schnabe, Sejongwe Hoe. I'm from Digging Roots, and you're listening to Native Voice One.
Prayers up and tobacco down. Gave thanks to the ones that have come before. And the ones that have yet to. The sweat as the wood is split. You said, you know, I didn't always live this way. Glad it found me when it did. In a dream, she said she never knew life could feel so free. As it did when she felt that drum. And she heard that dress was healing. Saved hers from a pawn shop in Saskatoon.
Sumner's Menopemotsuin today on the mainstream. A track that we got into the rotation not that long ago. We also heard Mammoth, The Spell, which of course is a part of the Live at Apple Music radio release. And it was Tammy Ray before that with Here With Me, a song that also has, of course, that title, but sung in Cree. And again, it was Blues Traveler's Fool for You that got us into the final 30 minutes. It is officially time for me to step out of the studio. You're always welcome back, and check those listings for the next time you can join me on the AM/FM frequencies. And I always love hearing from listeners, so feel free to give me a call as well at 1-888-362-9970. Press 1 for the mainstream. If you're a listener and you actually want to identify yourself as a fan of the show, you can record your message there, and I'll be adding them in with the artist tags as well. Before the hour is through, PJ Vegas, Joy Harjo and this one from Liv Wade, released April 17th, courtesy of Marilyn and Music. Turn it up with Carolina, a great song for your consideration and approval here on the Mainstream.
She's a paper tiger, 'cause maybe at first glance it looks like she will kill me if she only had the chance. A woman in a red hat, lonely like a polygon. What God has taken knows she's just looking to belong. Carolina, stop caring about me. Carolina, stop thinking that you're free. I tell you one thing, I don't give a damn. You can call me names and point your pain like a parallelogram. You're dancing in a parade, nothing left to prove. Be myself and not afraid to tell the truth. Carolina, stop caring about me. Carolina, stop thinking that you're free.
Carolina, stop caring about me. just to play my worries away. You're all the things I've got to remember, shying away. I'll be coming for you anyway.
I'm Ansley Simpson, and you're listening to Native Voice One with Brett Mabee.
My favorite room exists now only in the imagination. That's how I visit it these days. I turn left into the yard of the small adobe house and park near the corn patch, which is by the clothesline. I look to see if the swallow's nest is still on the porch. Then I check to see if beaks are bobbing out of the nest as the babies look to see if someone is coming to feed them. I knock on the kitchen door and she lets me in, as she has done more times than I know in many seasons of weather. It is always warm with sunlight. Dishes are drying on the side of the sink. Either she, her sister, or a niece gets me coffee. In later years, she had a cane. We talk family, village, and native community gossip. Sometimes we put on music and everyone danced. She distrusted computers, said they stole people, kept their attention from what mattered. We'd walk back through the small hallway, the neat living room decorated with Pendleton blankets and Indian rugs. There were baskets, potteries, and family pictures. I remember visiting when her mother lived there. And during feast days, when the house filled with tables and food and the commotion of serving, talking, and laughter, we'd go to her special room, the place where the medicine box lived, her herbs, the various items given to her by those she helped, and her altar. She had a small shop in town where she worked. The numbers of street people who were predominantly native grew each year. She would feed them, find them clothes, and otherwise help any way that she could. She never turned anyone down who asked for help. She always gave my children words and assistance in whatever they were studying or doing. My daughter stayed with her on weekends from Indian school when I lived out of town. Through the years, they loved to visit her. Many came from all over the world for her teachings that were rooted in her spiritual knowledge. She had many invitations to travel and teach, but she did not want to put herself out that way. Her spiritual energy was a healing light, and people were drawn to it, to her stories. Her Pueblo roots were powerful anchors to the land. Native roots are deepest in these lands. Her room was thick with song resonance. Through her eyes, I came to see that all is spiritual, and we either move about respectfully within it, or we are lost. One day I came over and we went back to her room and she pulled out her drum. We sang the song she was given when we had gone to the Sandia Mountains for cedar. Her hands were the color of the drum. They appeared to be made out of the same earth. She later gave me that drum. When I sing that song for the cedar and what it brings, it reminds me of the spiritual path that sometimes appears dim in the smoke of historical deception. One of my favorite memories in this life will be sitting outside near the corn patch on a bench with my daughter and her little boys, my grandsons, waiting for her to drive up. The boys squat in the sandy dirt, running it through their hands. Our love for them plays about their shoulders. It catches the light of the love with which the corn was planted, with which the yard and house was tended, with which her life was lived.
Yahi yahi yayo, yahi yahi yayo, yahi yahi.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.